Now, once lived an old lady in a city, and she thought she had a great treasure in her old age. She was very poor, and while her husband lived, he worked hard, but he was only able enough to make enough to feed them, and she had no children, and when he died, she was left sick and in great need. She was forced to sell what little she had and moved into a small room at the top of an apartment house to finish her days. She didn't know much about the Lord, and she was just looking for what she could get out of this life, like so many other people. One day she was looking at the ceiling of her room and a big beam there. She noticed a little square hole, and it had been patched. And she thought, maybe some rich man has hid his treasure in there, and then he's died. So hurriedly she got a screwdriver, and she pried that open, and she thought, maybe there's something in there. Sure enough, there was a recessed place in there, and she felt in there, and there was an old book, an old, damp, dirty, moldy old book. Oh, she was so disappointed. Then she thought, maybe there's something in the book, so she started to open up. Maybe he's left his money in the book. And she opened up the book, and there was nothing hidden between the pages. She was very disappointed, and she thought, I'll put the book away again. But then she thought, wonder what the book is. So she wiped the dust off and began to read. And this is what she read. Therefore say I unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat and what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than the meat, and the body the raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Then it went on to say, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. She was looking for a treasure. She had found this Bible. She read the Bible. She come to know the Lord Jesus as her personal Savior. The greatest treasure she could ever find, she found hidden in that beam. And through reading the Bible, her heart was filled with joy. Sadness was gone. She spent the rest of her days rejoicing in the knowledge that her sins were forgiven, that heaven was her home. She was happy. You know, boys and girls, you likely have a book on your shelf, too, that's not used too much. Oh, that you might take it down and read it. It'll make you happy. It'll do good things for you. The prophet said, thy words were found, and I did eat them. Thy word became the joy and the rejoicing of my heart. Do read the Bible and trust the Savior.